Time to recap. First meetings of the month. First of all, for the Redolo County Commissioners. Redolo County Commissioner, once again, Ted Gantz is here. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rich, and yourself?
We are kicking off May.
We are. We are with beautiful weather. The wind kind of finally subsided a little bit. Mm-hmm. So all we need is some rain now.
Keep doing those rain dances. I know it's a broken record.
It is. Every year it feels like, we really could use some help here. So
keep doing them.
You betcha.
All right, let's get the agenda from yesterday. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope, nobody was present for citizens' comments.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims.
We did that as well. Yes, sir.
Board equalization meeting, Treasurer Crystal Dack.
Yeah, we met with Crystal. She had one motor vehicle exemption application. It was for the Community Action Partnership. They purchased a new vehicle to them anyway, and so we granted that vehicle exemption. And then also, Crystal had one tax roll correction for Beaker's Quality Collision, and so we approved that as well.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened, and you had a visit from Mike Simmons, who is a Veteran Service Officer for Redolo and Furnace County, also Vicki Liburn on a veterans project.
Yes, that's correct. This was a project that they presented to the previous board. They just wanted to come back in with the two new board members and visit with us about it as well, and kind of their preliminary plan here would be to open an office here in McCook that would have a conference center, bathrooms, kitchenette, some office space, and they would like to kind of offer a one-stop shop for the veterans for different services, whether it be telehealth, whether it be just a multitude of services. They had a traveling veteran service van that came to town, and so where we're kind of located out here away from a lot of services, they felt that there's a need there and we as a board just told them to go forth and conquer and let's see what we get for some grants and some of that and we'll kind of see what the project costs. So it's just very preliminary. Mm-hmm. Mike and Vicki just wanted to stop by and kind of give us a heads up and make sure they had our support and so we'll kind of see where they go with this you bet.
More on this down the line.
Yep, there'll be more to come. Yes, sir.
Had a visit, Chad Svoboda with Svoboda Benefits.
Yes. Again, this was in regards to our health, dental, vision, and life insurance. So we did, I believe it was last week, the weeks bleed together. We selected Svoboda Benefits there to be our broker for the health insurance and all our insurance portion. And so he went back and crunched some numbers and presented those to the board yesterday. And what the board decided to go with was, a self-insured policy, but also with the TLO, the terminal liability option on that, which is basically that bridge gap that could get us from self-funded to fully funded if we choose to do so next year. We went with Principal, the group there for the dental, life, and vision. By doing some of these combining, we actually got a better rate on the self-insurers portion as far as the premium was concerned for the co-insurance, but we also did pretty good on the dental and then also life. We had some employees that weren't listed on their life insurance policy, they didn't have the proper paperwork in, so we got some of that. We're going to get some of that cleaned up. And then the vision, by switching it, we're getting a better benefit to the employees for frames and that sort of thing. So it really worked out pretty well.
This more discussion on the armor coat project.
Yeah, we just, before we put it out for bid, we just wanted to make sure that where we were bidding this project, that the verbiage in regards to the bid letting was good, of posting the newspaper. And we also received some updated maps from Miller & Associates in regards to the previous projects and kind of the timelines on when those projects were done.
So the bidding, once taking place, when now?
We're going to post that in the newspaper. Okay. It has to go in there for 3 weeks, and then we'll open bids June 5th.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there.
Approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting. We also approved a miscellaneous accounts payable in the amount of $38,728.88. Then we authorized chairman's signature on a designated liquor license for Hojo's Hideaway. Up there at Marlene's Kitchen, or Marlene Bedore's up here north of town. And then also we authorized chairman's signature on a certification of bridge ownership for Bureau of Reclamation. So this would be the bridge out on Road 378, which is pretty much down in the southwest corner of the county on that minimum maintenance road there. The road is currently closed, and right now we're trying to work out the details where it's a county line road between Hitchcock County and Red Willow County. We need to replace it. It's on the Meeker Canal is what it's on. And so we're working out details to get that culvert replaced and or get that bridge replaced. And so that was one of the things that Bureau of Reclamation came in with in accompanied with Miller & Associates, I believe, was who drew that up. So.
And then last but not least, the Sheriff's Monthly Revenue Report.
Yes, yep. Kevin Darling presents this to us, and it just goes through all the revenue that he's taken in for the month. Yes, sir.
And that put another wrap on another county commissioner meeting.
It did. Yep. It's we went to about 10:30 yesterday. And one other thing I wanted to add is last week we hauled down our cold patch. So our cold patch projects will be starting up here pretty shortly. So just urge people to be careful out there. We're going to have workers out on the asphalt roads patching potholes and that sort of thing. So be aware and be mindful and be careful.
There's a lot of road projects will really start getting going here with NDOT and everybody.
Yep. It's that time of year again. You betcha. Yep.
Now, there's 5 Mondays in the month of May, but, of course, end of the month, Memorial Day, you're not going to be there on Memorial Day.
That's correct. So that would be the 29th. Yes,
very
sir.
Good. And yep. That Memorial Day weekend will be here sooner than later.
I know. These months are just clicking on by. Yep. They sure are.
County commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the county courthouse, and public always invited to come on by and sit in.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
Have a good week.
You as well.